also downstairs between services when we eat. There'll be places for about 8 or 9 families. We're going to set them out in there. So, and there's about, we've all counted up, there's about 11 families or 10 to eat during the between services downstairs. What that's going to mean is every, if it continues, every 8 Sundays, you're going to have to go out and eat. You understand what we're saying? We're going to rotate. You'll rotate. Anna is going to make a schedule for everybody. But the ones that go out and eat, we want you to continue going out and eat. Stay gone. You know, and then come back. That's what we want. But the ones that are eating here, and if you eat here like you always have, we're going to have a place. But like I said, there's going to be a Sunday where me and Lisa is going to have to go out and eat and eat either in the car or go out and eat. And then that will be somebody else's place. There are going to be about 8 or 9 places. And it seems like there's about 10 families that stay here and eat on a regular basis. So that means 2 of them is going to have to rotate, but don't, just make sure you understand that ain't every other Sunday. If you do it one Sunday, it's going to be 8 more Sundays before you got to do it again. So don't think that, you know, you're going to have to be doing it every other Sunday, and don't try to change. Just keep it the way it is. And that Sunday, you just go out and eat in your car or go out and eat and then come back with your mask on after everybody else is through eating, and we'll be normal. We're just going to try to do it that way for a while. I know things are still hot. And I know it's going to, some of y'all may not be able to do that. Some of you may just want to come to one service and go back home as it is. We're not making anybody come.
Right.
It's just that we're putting it back to getting back to normal. Because if you don't get back to normal, you understand what it is right now. It feels good about going one service and going home. We're getting that rut like everybody else.
Right.
And we don't want to do that. We don't want to get in a rut. And I think we can do it just the way we're doing. And we'll be setting up here the same way. Both services, you'll be required to wear a mask and everything. So just remember that. Keep it in your heart and keep praying for us, you know, that we don't have any more problems. We've had enough and we don't want no more. Just remember that. Let's see. Also, for the watch night service practice for adults and youth, if you're going to sing at watch night, you want to practice after today's service, they'll be practicing. Also, Sister Christine wrote on here, it says, you know, there'll be limited space up here. So if you don't want to come, if you don't feel comfortable coming back and practicing because of social distancing, that's okay. It's not required that you practice. But if you want to practice and stay after the first service, after our service today, they'll be practicing up here. So just remember that. Also, we have a request from my sister, Tricia. Her aunt, Sarah, is in the hospital with COVID in her lungs, and she's not on a ventilator, but she's on real high oxygen, and they're having to give her all that. So we all know what all that stuff is. So just continue. Just Lord knows who it is, and just keep them on your heart. Anna Robertson, all of them came back negative, so we thank the Lord for that. That's why they're back and here, and all was well there. Let's see, make sure I got them all. June gave me one, says Sister Angie Brown, for a safe travel and an issue with bullying. And also Brother Homer Longoria has pneumonia. I don't know if he's in a hospital, but I know he's battling. I don't think it's COVID. I think they're checking him again. I think he's already had it, but he does have pneumonia. So remember Brother Homer Longoria. So remember that. I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go to Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this morning. Lord, be with the ones that are traveling. Lord, just bless them. Keep them safe as they travel on the highways. Lord, remember the sick. Lord, remember Brother Homer there, Lord, and our sister that we have mentioned. And Lord, remember Sister Angie Brown's request. And Lord, there's many other ones that we need a touch from you for what their needs are in the situations, Lord. Be with our services here today. Bless him. Bless Wade. Give him strength. Lord, also give us strength to have the right attitude to listen to what's being said. Most of all, Lord, you forgive us for all of our sins. We love you for you. Many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Ready to worship God?
Amen. Amen. Let's just sing about that jubilee. Amen. That heaven's jubilee on page 244, key of F. I like the words in this song.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the skies. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. Sings that now I almost see all the sainted dead rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change for them to be all the living saints to fly to that jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. When with all the heavenly host we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, what singing on the happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, Savior me. Let's try to sing that last verse again. When with all the heavenly host, when with all the heavenly host we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We got several things we got to take care of, so we're going to go ahead and take up our offering. So I'm going to ask Brother John Durrett, could you help us, please?
Thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Precious Lord Jesus, we thank you once again, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to gather, Lord, this Sunday morning, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, we just invite you, Lord, to bless your people this morning, Lord, to speak to the depths of our heart. Take our minds off of everything, Lord Jesus, just on you this morning, Lord God. Meet every need, Lord, we pray. Lord, we pray you bless the tithes and the offerings, Lord, everything that comes in, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of the service, Lord, may all be used for your honor and glory as we commit ourselves into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Let's sing this, let's sing page 79, Sweep Over My Soul. And then after this, Sister Kaylee and Zoe can get ready to sing us a special. Amen.
Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit. Sweep over my soul.
is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Is that your desire this morning? Just tell him, sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at your feet, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. Oh, I should have fallen and my soul cast down, but his mercy rewrote my life. Oh, mercy, hallelujah. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life. Oh, I should have fallen and my soul cast down, but your mercy rewrote my life. One more time, sing it unto him now. Thank him. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life. Yes, Lord, I should have fallen and my soul cast down, but your mercy rewrote my life.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus, Sister Zoe.
Strong enough to put up a good fight. When he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, that you'll never be enough. Fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear
Liar. Amen. Not God. Amen. Satan. Oh my. Praise the Lord. Excuse me. Every time you feel condemned or every time you feel sad or weak or you can't make it, you feel like you can't make it, and you hear that voice that tells you that, you know that that's Satan lying to you. Because the word says the opposite. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, thank you for that, Zoe and Kaylee. We enjoyed that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. let's just sing this chorus, Brother Colley, if you get ready to do the responsive reading. 286, I keep falling in love with him as Brother Colley comes. Amen. And I keep with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again.
Listen, we thought we'd be here together one more time. No. Thank the Lord for everything. We thank him for our faculties that we can see here. But because some mornings you wake up, you don't feel like doing anything sometimes. Yeah. And, but God is still there with us always. He never leaves us.
So
just keep believing that. So whatever we desire, he can deliver. Amen. We're going to read this morning from St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Verses 22 through 32. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are ever grateful, Lord, and thankful. Lord, for the many blessings, God, that you give unto us. Lord, you bless us, Lord, and give us strength, Lord, when we are weak. Lord, you lift us up and you open our eyes spiritually and naturally, Lord, that we may see your holy word. God, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, Lord, we want you to be pleased with it. So, Lord, help us and give us strength. Father, let us love one another. Let us love all those that love us. Let us love those that don't love us. God, give us strength, Father, and help us. Lead and guide us. Bless everyone in this building, upstairs and downstairs. Lord, touch their hearts and their mind, whatever they have need of. God, rest you will grant it to them. Bless Brother Wade this morning as he prepares to minister. Lord, he may bring forth unto us words that we have need to hear and give us strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke chapter 12, verses 22-32. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on.
The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment.
Consider the raven, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barns, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowl?
Which of you, taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit?
If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest?
Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
If then God so clothed the grass, which is not day of the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith?
Seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind.
Amen. For all these things do the nations of the world, see, I forgot my glasses somewhere, after, and the Father knoweth that ye shall need of these things.
But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Glory.
Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. God bless you. Be seated.
Praise the Lord Jesus. What a wonderful scripture. Amen. Seek ye the kingdom of God first. And he is the kingdom. Amen.
Amen. The word. Praise God.
Amen. Let's just sing this the song, He's Everything to Me. We'll sing this little medley. Before Brother Wade comes out. Page 70, He's Everything to Me.
He's everything, He's everything to me. He's everything, He's everything to me.
Let's stand to our feet.
Father, my brother, my sister and my brother, He's everything to me. Oh, He's everything, He's everything to me. He's everything, He's everything to me, for He's my Father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. One more time. He's everything. Oh, He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. For He's my Father, my brother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. Give me oil in my lamp. Oh, give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Just give me oil in my lamp and keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning to the break of day. And I will sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. I will sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Once again, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Just give me oil in my lamp and keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning to the break of day. And I will sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. I will sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Well, it's not by might, it's not by might, and it's not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Well, it's not by might, and it's not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And this mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. Well, it's not by might, and it's not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, saith. Say it like this, in your mountain shall be removed. Your mountain shall be removed. Your mountain shall be removed. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Do you believe that? It's nothing that you can do. It's all in Him. Amen. It's everything that He's already done. Amen. What a comfort that is. Praise God. You ready for the word? So let's just sing "Open the Eyes of My Heart" as Brother Wade comes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. To see You high and lifted up, shining in the light of Your glory. Pour out Your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up,
lift him up this morning.
Shining in the light of your glory. Oh, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Amen. High and lifted up. He had to be lifted up so he could draw all men unto him. Christ died at Calvary. That was the sacrifice, being lifted up. What, Josh? What are you pointing at? I'm okay. All right, we're good. Last time we had this thing on, we weren't good. So, good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to see a full house, as full as it can get. And bunch downstairs. So, thank you all for being here. And it's a little warm up here, Rich. Can you check and see if that fan's on? Please, sir. So good to be in the house of the Lord. While he's doing that, remember, by way of announcements, I remember what Brother Terrence said. Also, Brother Dale will be preaching this coming Wednesday. And then on December the 31st, we'll start at 8 o'clock, watch night service. You'll be singing, getting your songs ready, testimonies, whatever you need to do. We'll, for those of you that have not come before, we started 8, sing about 20 minutes, let the minister come and preach as long as Brother William wants to preach. And then we will sing or testify until midnight. And then what we're going to do is, I don't think we're going to go outside and take communion at 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock at night. We better stay in here and do that. So we're going to do it in a safe way like we did before. So don't worry about that. All right. Is that okay? You know, they say, if they ever died, we'd be in trouble. They always say that what you do on the first day of the year is what you do the rest of the year. So we praise God and take communion. Amen. So that we have communion. They do all their stuff out there. But I also wish, Richard, that, you know, you're off. Usually we're off January the 1st. Right? So that's not what we're doing all the rest of the year. We got to go back to work January the 2nd. So, right? Yeah. So it's not always true. But good to be in the house of the Lord. Remember the holidays, people driving back and forth. Everybody going here and there and everywhere. Just have a real safe holiday. And may the Lord bless you. If you got your Bibles, let's go to 1 John. we'll do this one, and I think I'm doing next Sunday too. Right. Yeah, okay. And then that will probably wind up this one. And then I think, if it's all right with you guys, I think we may start the first of the year with some of the major doctrines. Since we're talking about these two spirits, and we see there's new ones coming in that when we say things that we say, they, you know, it's all new to them. And even some of the older ones, we like to brush up on our knowledge of the Word of God and why we believe what we believe, why we're sitting here today and not sitting somewhere else. Amen. So we may start that January the 3rd. We will be doing two services, so we'll be back to Brother Dale and myself. As far as we know. So we'll just do that. But we will be here this coming Wednesday and Sunday, regular time, regular the way we've been. 1 John 4. Today we're going to speak on Satan exposed, because there's got to be a time when we see it's okay to see these two spirits and see how they work. But someone has to be exposed to where we can look at that and say, aha, that's what that is. And then you don't go there. Because I was reading the Bible yesterday, or day before yesterday, it says two cannot walk together unless they agree. Right. Because somewhere you're going to rub shoulders, or you're going to grind noses or something if you're not both in the, like I said before, that, how many truths are they? There's only one truth.
Right.
There's not, and you know, we go back to the 900 and something different denominations. That was in 1964. There's like 13,000 different denominations in the world now, different factions, different beliefs. God is not that confused. Man has confused this thing to where that Paul said, by the simplicity of the gospel,
Just read it like what it says, and we'll be all right. Amen? But good to have everybody here, and we want to thank Brother Dale again for what he did for us last weekend. Amen? The food and the lodging, man, that was a beautiful place. And thank all of you for taking some wonderful pictures and posting them on Facebook. That's really pretty. There were some really good pictures taken, so we thank you for that. And we may have our February banquet there if the Lord's still with us and we're still with the world. If not, then we'll have our Valentine's banquet on the other side. Amen. 1 John 4. See all of our loved ones. What a Valentine's Day. 1 John 4:1. Let's pray before we get started. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for a time and an opportunity to stand before the true purchased possession that you, before the foundation of the world, Lord, you didn't just figure this out. You saw this. You saw this in a reality in your mind, Lord, and now we've come to the place to where, as you said in your word, that you were slain before the foundation of the world, but there had to come a time when you literally came to this earth and was slain on a cross and lifted up as the sacrifice. Lord, as we sing that song, we look back in the Old Testament and we see how the priest had to lift up. They had to give a heave offering. They had to lift up, Lord, the ham or whatever it was, the shoulder, the part of the sacrifice. Lord, just showing that one day that we were going to have to look up to you, Father. That they were going to put you, your flesh, on a cross. And you were going to die for our sins. But as that sacrifice could not come back and make the believer perfect, Lord, you came back on the day of Pentecost and started making people perfect and complete in you, Father. We thank you for that, Lord. Let us have a dip of that Holy Ghost again today, Lord. May the fire fall, the tongues of fire like you did on the day of Pentecost, Lord. Come and give us a rejuvenation. Lord, something to take us through to this new year, Father. We ask that you'd be with ones that are sick. Brother Homer Longoria, Lord, being there in the hospital, I think, with pneumonia. All the different ones, Sister Rita Montgomery, Lord, and the loss of her husband. All the different ones, Lord, we've got to bind together unto you, Lord, and not let that fear, as the two sisters sang, Lord, fear is a liar. Amen. You have no fear. Right. Everywhere you went, you said, fear not. Because you knew that fear would be there. Lord, now we pray that you take this fear away from us, that we're not groping in darkness, but we've been shown the true light. Amen. Father, give us this day our daily bread. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 John 4, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. That's what I want to do. I want you to try this thing. Not try it, but try them. Put them on trial.
Yes, right.
Put it on trial.
Right.
Because the devil's going to put it on trial.
Amen.
He's going to try you to see what you believe. And you know what? God's going to let him. Amen? Because God don't have to prove to Satan he's the creator.
No.
But we have to prove that that creator's in us.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
By overcoming the things of the world. Right. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come. Now remember, that's 2,000 years ago. In its infancy, we are dealing with a full-grown man.
Right. Right.
The devil has got smarter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Amen?
Right.
Even now already is in the world, he says. Ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Pretty simple, huh?
Right.
Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You may be seated in the Lord at his blessing. A reading of the word. In an exposition of the church ages, if you want to pull that one up, this is one we read all the time. We're going to keep reading it because I see a lot of things in there that if we take that one quote right there, we'll take a body change. If we'll see that and understand it. Christ, now remember, Christ in the true church, then it's got to be false. Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. Now look, a continuation of the book of Acts. What was the book of Acts? The Holy Ghost fell on 120. They went out ministering. They went out telling the world, not that there was a trinity of gods, not that the water baptism was in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. No. No. Peter was the one that said, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. And we believe that Jesus Christ, God, and the Holy Spirit is the same person, so they can't contradict each other. Most of the religions of the day, you look at them and you think, well, God's in, he's mad at Jesus, and Jesus and the Holy Ghost ain't got nothing, they can't get it together. No. They got it together. We the ones that don't have it together.
Right.
Amen. So let's just blame us for that. Not God. But the book of Revelation show how that the Antichrist spirit would come into the church, defile it, make it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. And this is where I got my thought today. It exposes Satan. All right, so it's going to, something is going to expose him, but remember, from the Garden of Eden until today, or until, I say 1963, Satan was hid. He was not hid in the bars and the drunks and the, he was hid in religion. He was hid in religion. But, somewhere he has to be exposed. Because we're going to read in 2 Thessalonians here where that man of sin has got to be exposed. He's got to be revealed.
Yes.
All right? Or he's got to be made known. So that we know when Jesus told him after he preached the six seals, he said, don't go over here if somebody says Christ is over here. Why do you not go over there? Because he's here. You've got a revelation that he's inside of you. You don't have to go over there and get it. It's already inside of you. But that's a revelation, though, that you've got to get. That's why it's a personal experience with God, not just some saying some novenas or saying Hail Marys or whatever they do, you know, all those things. just believe and you know, go live any way you want to. That's not the way. That's not the way. You know, I was thinking yesterday, we have this, and don't get me wrong, Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He'll save your soul if you'll ask him. But he does not want you to stay a baby.
Right.
Do you want your kids to stay babies? No, you want them to grow up.
Right.
So Jesus Christ, when he comes into your soul, he comes in and you are a newborn, what Paul said, babe.
Yes, right.
Baby.
Yes, right.
But he does not want you to stay baby. Because
right.
He said, desiring the sincere milk of the word. He said, but you got to take some meat. We had some good steak and taters last night, but you know what? I had a cold glass of milk yesterday morning too. But I had steak and potatoes. You know why? Because I'm grown up.
Right, yeah.
Amen? You're grown up. Then today you come and you eat some beans, you eat some potatoes, something with some meat in it.
Amen?
Because we desire the sincere milk of the word, but we desire though that we go on. God desires that we go on. You say, well, it's just so easy just to be a baby. You know, we were playing with little Hudson yesterday, and that's kind of where I was, what I was thinking. And, you know, we did everything for him. I mean, he can even walk, and here's Mama got him by the hand. No, he can walk. Let him go. But all of us were, oh, wipe his mouth. I got to go change his diaper. I got to go feed him. We got, shh, Hudson's got to take a nap. Then you, the mama disappeared. You see what I mean? But now, they didn't, obviously didn't do me that way. Mama didn't come over and get me by the hand and say, come on, Wade, let's go. We got toys down here to play with. You understand what I mean? It's okay being a baby. But it's not okay to stay a baby. Amen? You got to grow up in God. And you got to make that choice. I can't make that choice for you. No, you've got, it's got to be revealed to you that God wants to give you more than you already got. Amen? God will give you more if you ask Him. But see what the world does is they look at us and they say, well, you don't cut your hair, women, and you don't wear pants and cause we do what the Bible says. Find me the other opposite of it. It's not in the Bible. Man has by what? Misinterpreted theology has told you it was okay to do that. But we see it in the Word of God. But see, they look at us like, oh, poor pitiful women, poor pitiful men. They don't get to go out and have a beer with the guys and you know, go to ball games. And they don't sit and talk about cars, and it's okay to do that. Not the beer part, but then I don't talk about cars and stuff. But that consumes people. We were watching a football game last night or yesterday on the screen, you know, there at the cabin we were in or lodge, and them people are idiots. But they're idiots for their football team.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you go to, I don't know why I'm doing this, go to Green Bay, Wisconsin, the coldest place in the world. Well, the coldest place in the United States. And Green Bay is playing, Minnesota is. Green Bay is playing football, and it's like 10 below zero. You got, ever how many letters it takes to spell Green Bay or Packers? There's that many idiots with no shirt on, with a big old P right here. You see what I mean? Brother Branham said, I want to be a fool for Christ. If we become a fool like that toward the Word of God, like they put it toward that, then we'll be okay. Amen? That's exactly what, if you look at the world and you see what they're doing, because they look at you and they go, oh, poor people, y'all so depressed and so beat down. And you know, we're the happiest people in the world. Amen? We got truth. We're going somewhere. Amen? We got somewhere to go. We've had a guide to tell us about it, and that guide is now inside of you. I mean the Holy Ghost. Amen? You can have an anointing, but to have the true baptism of the Holy Ghost will give you this what? True church. You can't be a true church without having it. Because he's not talking about a church building. Amen? He's talking about church people. Amen? Bride. It exposes Satan revealing his works, the attempted destruction of God's people. And the discrediting of God's word. Right down to the time he is cast into the lake of fire, he fights that. He cannot stand it. He knows that if the people get the true revelation of the true church and what she is and what she stands for, then she can do the greater works. She will be an invincible army. If they get a true, how many times he says true, true church, true revelation, true, truth. Like I said last time, Pilate was so confused. He said, what is truth? We've had that answer. We've got that answer to that, what is truth? Amen? He knows that if he gets the true revelation of the true church and what she is, what she stands for, that she can do the greater work, she will be an invincible army. If they get a true revelation of the two spirits within the framework of the Christian church, and by God's Spirit discern and withstand the Antichrist spirit, Satan will be powerless before her. Does that means he's got some kind of power right now. And it's permitted power, and it's permitted power that you give him, and I give him. Amen? Like Brother Gary Atkins always said, he said, that first horse rider was had a white horse, and it was a man sitting on the horse with a bow and no arrows. So how's he going to shoot you? He's a bluff. But what we do every morning, we get up, and we get about 20 arrows, and we hand them to him and say, here, shoot us. Amen? We hand him the arrows. Quit handing him the arrows. Because he just go boing, boing, boing. Never even, that means nothing. I wouldn't do that if I was deer hunting. Especially bear hunting. You wouldn't want to do that, would you? Why? Because it's powerless. That bow's powerless without an arrow with it. Amen? So we give him the arrows to use on us. Let's read John 17, verse 16 through 19. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Not a word. Thy word. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. All right? So what's going to clean you up? The truth. What's going to keep you clean? The truth. All right? 2 Timothy 3, verse 6, says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women. Women is what? Churches.
Right.
Silly churches, what? Silly doctrines, laden with sins and led away with divers lust. Ever learning. Now they're learning. They're learning about Jesus, and they're learning about this time of year, they say, is when, you know, Jesus was born and all that. We know that's not true. We just kind of go along with the program, not to rock the boat.
Right.
All right. Ever learning and never able. Look, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Right. Right. That's it.
Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Wow. Men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the faith. In other words, denying that this is the truth. But they shall proceed no further, thank the Lord, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was. So thank God for that. Now let's look right here in Revelation 3:14, and it just came to my mind. Everybody tomorrow or tonight say a prayer for Brother Claude Weisinger. He's having his gallbladder taken out tomorrow. So just say a prayer for Brother Claude. We called him Thursday or Wednesday or sometime, and he said for us to pray for him. Get that gallbladder out, and he can get back home because it's really giving him a lot of trouble. I don't know if any of you had gallbladder trouble before in surgery. He was been in a lot of pain, so let's just remember Brother Claude. And he lost Brother Johnny Silky. He lost his song leader, the guy that opened the door, the guy that swept the floors. He passed away with COVID a couple of weeks ago. So just there's an empty hole there. Just remember them, the little church there in Bartlesville. And to the angel of the church of Laodiceans, which is where? Us. This is the end. Amen. This is the seventh church age. This is the last. This is the finality. Amen. These things saith the Amen. What? Amen. The faithful and true witness, not that he was a false witness, but the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. As Brother Dale's been preaching, that's what you see, the beginning of the creation of God. The beginning of the creation of God is when God stepped into human flesh and became a baby. Not Melchizedek, not the captain of the host that met David, not the one that was with Daniel in the lion's den, because that wasn't like me and you. But God came down in human flesh, come through a womb just like you did, took 9 months to develop. But it was immaculate conception, not by the loins of a man, but by the mind of God coming to a lady and saying, look, you're going to have a baby, knowing no man. And she pondered on it a little while, but finally she said, what? Be it unto me. According to what you just said. What? Something rang true. It was truth to that, because you know why? It happened. When we see these things happen, we know that it's truth. If we're walking in the light. So the beginning of the creation of God. Now remember, if he's the beginning, thank God he sent us a prophet. If there's a beginning of the creation of God, that means there's got to be something coming after that. If not, he would be the finishing of the creation of God. We look at this and we say, well, this is the finishing of the church ages. This is the finishing of the Gentile age, but it's the beginning. Because you know what? There's somebody, it may just be one person, is going to fulfill the scripture that says, we which are alive and remain.
Glory.
We which are alive and remain shall not prevent or hinder. That will take and finalize what that scripture's saying right there. Jesus Christ came in human flesh, died, come back, picked up his body. His body was made eternal. Does that sound familiar? If you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8 says that that same spirit that dwells in you, and Jesus Christ dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. And if you do have to go by the grave, that's all right. Because you're going to come out a new what? Creation. Because the old creation is what our problem is. Because it was created in sin. Jesus Christ was not created in sin. He was created in purity. Amen. So that true, faithful and true witness. Now look, the Greek lexicon says Alathenos, that which is not only the name and resemblance, but the real nature corresponding to the name. Because remember, we see where the prophet in the church ages, he tells us, and look, we go down through the church ages and we see what was lost. The name was lost. They don't baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ anymore. Well, I mean, we do, but they didn't back in the church ages. After about the third church age, we're going to get into the seals back again for a second. But after the third church age, that white righteous church started eroding the message of the hour, their message of the hour. And they took forth a lie, like I said, in Laodicea comes into Nicaea, and Nicaea accepts all this false doctrine. Okay? Who is that? That's the devil. God's not in false doctrine. But we read where the true went to the false. The true went to that meeting, and because of earthly power, Satan overtook them. And they just started accepting. But because us coming in the end times, the faithful and true witness, but the real nature corresponding to the name. Now that's not saying that Martin Luther and John Wesley didn't have the characteristics of God. They did. They just didn't have all the characteristics of God. You and I are the finality. We are the amen. We are the last. And we've got to have that truth. That truth has got to come back. And it did come back. And if you got the Holy Ghost today, you got to believe that it came back. Because that's the sounding board. That's the hearing of the trumpet. Because remember, we got to hear the last trumpet. There is a last message to the Gentile church age, and you're listening to it right now. Amen? You're listening to it right now. Not just me, but all the ministers of this church. And when you press play and when you talk about the Lord in this end time, you're the finality. Because like I said before, I'll read this quote again. They don't have it, but in the Rising of the Sun, Brother Brown said, there's been churches, churches, brides, brides, churches, brides, brides. But there's got to come one. God don't have three or four wives. He's got one wife, but she's in multiple form called a bride. Amen? There has to come a real bride. There must come one that's not only got the mechanics, but the dynamics. Until we come to that place, until we find that place, what good does it do to polish the hubs? In other words, you got this beautiful car. 67 Mustang. Ain't got a motor none in it. But buddy, isn't she pretty? Isn't she pretty? Richard's out there every day polishing that thing. You can see your reflection there. You can get inside and sit down in it, but when you turn the key and want to go somewhere, there's nothing. Even if it's got a motor, it's got to have some gas to make the spark, because you can have a big, 289 full barrel, board, strokes, big old headers hanging off of it. I heard one just a few minutes ago, a Mustang. But he loves his loud Mustang. He let everybody know he loved it too. But see, that's what the world does. What are we doing? What are we doing to show the world? They're going to drive down through here, drag racing down through here. Why don't we drag race the Word of God every once in a while? Amen? Start talking about God. But he's out there with that thing. And I mean, here we are sitting there, and boy, they purr now. When you do fire them up, they purr. But without one drop, without one squirt of gasoline, it's about as worthless as that right there to get you somewhere. Amen? Same way with the Word of God. Man has made it so convoluted, which means they meddled in it, and it's all, you look at this glass sometimes and you see glass that you can't really see through, or you, them old mirror, have you ever seen one of those old mirrors that they made that were real thin? And they made them, they blew them, and you walk up to them and you look and your head's like this? Well, that's the way they've done the Word of God. But there's a true mirror. There's a true glass. Paul says, well, I look through a glass darkly, but one day. In other words, truth is coming. I may not see it, Paul says. He said, but I'm going to have a part of it. I'm going to preach it. And I believe God, before they chopped his precious head off, I believe God let him see the fruits of his, because he wrote 80% of the New Testament. And we believe that is truth. Paul says, you'll be judged by my gospel. Now, why, people have a problem saying we're going to be judged by a prophet. And the Bible says, and you read it, where Paul says, you'll be judged by my gospel. He said, if an angel from heaven comes down to this earth and preaches something different than you heard me preach, let him be accursed. And he said it twice. So it was a double confirmation. But we can't take truth from nobody else. I don't understand that. You know why? Because it's not according to your normal. It's not according to the world's normal. We are not normal. Y'all talk about me not being normal. Y'all not normal either. Praise God! I want somebody to notice a faithful and true witness. Not Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ in you. And when somebody says something about the Word of God, you can say, right there's where it says it. Right there's where it says it. As I've always said before, you talk to people about certain things and they say, oh, that was just the Old Testament. I say, well, where's the Ten Commandments? Where's the Ten Commandments? Then the Old Testament. Yet we put them out on the yard, but we can't take the New Testament. Or we can't take all the rest of the Old Testament. See what I mean about this all getting, you know, it's like they tear the pieces out they want to tear out. And add what they want to add. And what did Jesus through John tell us in Book of Revelation? You add to, I'm going to add the plagues. You take it out, I'm going to take your name out. They lost the name down through the church ages, and God said, Brother Brown said, God blew out their candle. What? He moved on. God is in motion. That's why you see those Jews over there on that wailing wall. They say God is in motion. They're not just doing that for looks. They're doing that because they know God's in motion. And so we should know God's in motion. Most of you think God's in motion like that. Because that's what you're doing right now. Where's Aaron at? Fist don't stir your soul, your spoon fell out of your bowl. Because there's got to be a truth. We can fiddle around here all we want to, but somebody you're going to look and say, well, where'd he go? Remember the Bible. Remember the prophet of God said you'll be looking around one day and say, well, where's Brother Wade? Well, I thought he went deer hunting. No, you can't go deer hunting. He ain't got a gun. They done took him away from us. Don't worry. But then that still small voice will say what? You missed it. You missed it. You missed it. But there's a true people that's not going to miss it. You've got to press yourself into that. It does not come just by human. Listen, you must deny your human beginning. You must deny your, because you're going to say, well, it was because Aunt Susie was a drunk, I'm a drunk. No, that ain't got nothing to do with it. Now, there are some hereditary traits in your body that you can't get away from. They say, I walk like my grandpa. One hip's higher than the other one. I've never looked back there, so. But Jen tells me that all the time. No, Mama does, actually, right? Because one hip's higher than the other. Well, you know what? That is a trait that I don't want, but I got. That trait from my grandpa. That's a human physical trait. But I mean, all this other stuff we lean on. Well, mama couldn't work, so I can't work either. Daddy couldn't hold a job, so I can't. No, forget it. Come on, people. Move forward. Move forward in God. Listen to this in number two. God's provided a place of worship. Prophet God said, now at the end time, we see the things happening the way they are. There's a great warning amongst the elected people of God to find what is right. Are we doing that? To find what is right. And it behooves us to know that. Now, not somebody's theory, but to know what is truth, what the Bible says is truth, because it'll be too late one of these days for us, and this may be the day, so let's take real consideration of what God has said. Remember, when God speaks a word, He can never take it back. He has to ever remain the same. How about that? What kind of assurance do we have that He ain't going to, right in the middle of the ball game, He's going to change and we're going to go in another direction? No. In His mind, the war's already been fought. The battle's already won. And He wrote it in a book and told us that. Amen? We just got to know what the book says. He can never say something and then say, well, I didn't exactly mean it that way. No, we've done that before, right? He is infinite. He knows the best to begin with. We say things that we think is best, then after a while we take it back. But God can't do that and remain God. So if he is infinite, he does not do that because he's perfect in every word. He never utters a word unless it's what? Eternal. All of his eternals was with him at the beginning. His thoughts, his attributes, and they are only expressing themselves in the world today. Amen? So we come to a place and we look and we see that we as believers, and I don't want to say even message believers, Bible believers. Everything has got to come from this Bible. You can't take, you know, James Dobson's a good guy and all of Dave Ramsey and all these different Christian men that are, Max Lucado, they're good. They're good for the nominal world, but they do nothing for me. You and I have been called to take what? Not be a baby anymore. We're supposed to take it and bring it on up to right here. So we're still supposed to take what the Bible says, listen to a good Bible preacher. If you don't go to a church where they don't read the Bible, where they just read quotes or read from so-and-so, better get away from them. That's why we read the Bible. It's like Brother Dale said, 90% of the time, listen to me. Wake up! 90% of the time, Jesus was quoting the Old Testament, right? 90%, 460 scriptures were fulfilled at Calvary from the Old Testament. Jesus was quoting, Paul was even quoting. When Paul would say something, it would be quoted from the Old Testament. Amen? All right, is that okay? That's okay that Jesus can do that, right? And then now we come down to Paul. Paul takes and quotes the Old Testament. All right? And he brings it up and says, you'll be judged by what I say. But we go back in the Old Testament. And they say, no, I don't think that's right. Who are you? But William Branham, 90% of the time, was quoting Bible. Whatever he was saying had a Bible background because he was a Bible prophet. He was not a prophet that just come in and said, I'm just this big. No, he never said nothing about being big or anything. He took you to the Word of God. He pointed you to Christ. He didn't point you to a theology. Amen. He pointed you to the truth. So we say, oh yeah, that Jesus quoted the Old Testament. Yep, boys, believe that. Paul quoted, oh, yep, don't believe that. Yep, that's good. Brother Brown, please don't. No. No, but listen. Paul was quoting the Old Testament. Jesus was quoting the Old Testament. This prophet in the end time was quoting Old and New Testament. Old and New Testament was being quoted and being revealed. Revealed to us. Amen? Everybody okay with that? So let's turn to Revelation 6. I know we read the seals not too long ago in this series, but I want to take it in a little bit different angle. Because, as we said before, there's been brides, brides, churches, brides. There's been a bride in every church age. We look in Revelations 3, and we see in Revelations 2 and 3, he says, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus. So what's an angel, a messenger? That would be Paul. Then you got to the angel of the church in Smyrna, right? That was Irenaeus. And we saw where the prophet put these together by the Holy Spirit, I believe. To where each age corresponded with their church age messenger and with a characteristics of what happened in that church age. That okay with that? We all right with that? Amen? Okay. But we see that the book of Revelations to some is a mysterious book. And it's become a little more mysterious as man has been putting in their own ideas. Because as we see that there's a lot of times, and thank God that he sent us a prophet. How many times do I need to say that? Because when we look at this and we say, how can the bride be in heaven, the church be on earth, and Jesus coming on a white horse? Well, God sent us a prophet to say, hey, There's a difference in a bride and a church. This is a remnant. This is the true shirt. Amen? And then you look at it, though, and you know what? You do just like Hattie Wright. You say, that ain't nothing but the truth. It can't be no other way than that. But you've been taught a different way because you know what? A lot of you came up through denominations that you swore by your eternal life you thought you had or had that Father, Son, Holy Ghost was the way to baptize. Amen? Hello? And that a Trinity, right, was three persons in a Godhead. You can't have three persons and have just one. Amen? But you swore by it. I say you because you know what? I went to the church of Wade Dale for about 20 years, which was whatever happened, happened. But I knew the message was right, so I didn't grow up believing the Father, Son, Holy Ghost and all these different things. I knew God wasn't that confused. And that's what you got to put your confidence in, that God's not confused. But he is going, he's not confused, and he will put you somewhere to not be confused. Amen? Please, if you're confused here, you need to ask questions. Because we try to make it just as plain as we can make it. Amen? But this book of Revelations 6 verse 1, it wasn't taught by Paul. Paul was already passed on to the other side when this was written. But Paul said grievous wolves will come, and we're going to read in 2 Thessalonians. Paul says, now we beseech thee, brethren, by the coming of the Lord. Don't be shaken in mind. We're going to read it, so don't turn to it. That man of sin must first be revealed, the son of perdition. Paul is prophesying that there'll be a group of people that's going to expose the devil. But see, he didn't expose him all the way. He was down here in the first church age. All these other characteristics of God had to come out in these church ages. But right there in Revelation 6 verse 1 through 8, there was many commentaries on that scripture. There was Clarence Larkin and all the different ones. And the Armenians had a different way. And the Baptists see it a different way. And the Presbyterians see it a different way. And a lot of message believers see it a different way. So, listen, there's not just confusion out there. But what happened in 1963, God sent us a vindicated prophet to show us, because listen, we were taught, many commentators said that right there, I saw, let's read it right here, when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as words the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts. Now they didn't have a clue who the four beasts were. But we know who they are. Saying, come and see. And I saw and behold a white horse. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. White horse. Not dirty. Pure. Beautiful. White. Oh, man. And there was a guy sitting on top, on it. Oh, with a bow. Oh, he was going to conquer. That's what the Bible says. Right? So most commentators said, well, that's the Holy Ghost riding down through the church ages. Conquering. Brother Branham in The Mighty Conqueror, 1957 and 1959, he preached that scripture, as the white horse rider and the one sitting on was the Holy Ghost riding through the church ages. But when he come to the revelation where God said, hey, I'm done with this. I'm done with this confusion. I'm done with all this. Brother Branham, you've preached from 1947 to 1963, and you brought them back to, at least some people are believing that water baptism in Lord Jesus Christ is correct. That there is no such thing as a Trinity. That there is no such thing as an eternal hell, because you'd have to be eternal to be in hell, and there's only one form of eternal life, and that's God. And God ain't in hell for an eternity. No. So the hell was created for the devil and his angels. Now they're going to burn for whatever time, but it doesn't matter. We're not going to be there. Amen? So, but now, how many come through denominations and that they'll preach you that hell's eternal and you don't want to go to an eternal burning hell? I've heard it preached. Like Daddy says, take and fry you over hell like a weenie. Yeah. Oh, if you don't come here, your mama got saved right like this. You know, you understand what I mean. Right. Tradition. Yes. We don't want tradition. Right. We want truth. And I saw him, behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and the crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Man, that sounded like a pretty good guy. Brother Donnie, it's a white horse. It's a man. He's got a bow in his hand. Looks like he's got a little bit of power. Huh? And he's going forth, conquering and to conquer. And we think, my, that's beautiful. But the prophet of God was sitting in that room, and that angel came to him and said, mm-mm, that's not what that is. That's not me. In other words, that's not God. Has nothing to do with God. That's the opposite guy. And Brother Brown said, I'd have made a horrible mistake because he had wrote notes to preach that the white horse rider was the Holy Ghost. God said, nope, had enough of that. I'm done with it. This is the revelation. I'll read it to you right here. Let's read number 3 before we go back to Revelation 6. Number 3 in the first seal. They said, now here's a white horse, and a white horse is a power, a charger. And said, the man that sat on him was the white horse, was the Holy Ghost that went forth in the early age and conquered that age for the kingdom of God. He had a bow in his hand, which meant like Cupid, he shot the arrows, but remember, he had no arrows. Right. Right. Never in there. Wake up! Never in there did he have an arrow. Right. But see, that was hid. That was hid. Because look, shot the arrows of love into the hearts of the people, the love of God, and he conquered. Now that sounds good. Right?
Yeah.
Sounds all right. It sounds all right. Now that sounds very good, but it isn't the truth. No, sir, it doesn't. White does mean righteous. We realize that white means righteous. The teacher taught it that it was the Holy Spirit conquering in the first age. But my revelation of it by the Holy Spirit is not that way. Whoa. That's why Brother Ray went from preaching to 25,000 people to 20. Because they did not believe what he was saying. But it come down to the truth, not a truth. It was the truth. My revelation by the Holy Spirit is Christ, and the Holy Spirit is the self-same person, only in a different form. So if here stands Christ, the Lamb, remember right here, the Lamb stands, open one of the seals, here's the Lamb, and there's a white horse rider, and another person gets on that horse. Now that's okay if you're a Trinitarian. You can put 2 or 3 everywhere. But when you got one God, which is the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ, fixing to reveal something to you, and there goes something away from you. So here stands Christ the Lamb. We know he was the Lamb. He's standing here with the books in his hands, what the Bible says. And I saw the Lamb when he had opened one of the seals, which was in the book. And there goes the white horse rider. See, so it wasn't the Holy Spirit. Now that's one of the mysteries. I love this right here. That's one of the mysteries of the last day, how that Christ can be the three persons in one. It's not three different people, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, being three gods, as the Trinitarians try to tell us. It's three manifestations of the same person, or you might call it three offices. So now let's get back to this to save time. Go down to the very bottom. Right there. So how could Christ be out there on a horse and be standing here with a book in his hand? Now that just makes all kind of good sense, doesn't it? But all during the years of the church ages, they thought that was the same person. But it's not. Here stands a lamb with a book in his hand, and there out there with a white horse conquering and standing here with a book in his hand, it isn't so, it isn't Christ. And I bet them theologians, their eyes roll back in their head and they got dizzy. They said, what do you mean? But you know what? You keep reading. And you put scripture together with scripture. And you get out of that Trinitarian idea that there's three people running around here. And you'll see that if there's two people, remember, how many spirits did I tell you there were? Two. Not three plus one. Amen? Not Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and evil or Lucifer. Nope, there's one God. And there's one devil. Now if here stands a lamb with a book in his hand, and there goes a person on a horse, who is that person? That person is not Christ. That's the devil. Because now look, he has no bow. We know he, through the first seal he went through, and you need to read the seal book again maybe. But here stands a lamb with a book in his hand, there goes a white horse rider. What? He conquered by his doctrine. Because through the first three church ages, he was that little foxes that spoiled the vine. He was that grievous wolf has crept in. Denominations, there was no denomination until this church age right here. But the makings of it was right here. Baby form. As Christ started in a baby form, so does Satan start in a baby form. And they rode together. Because you know what? But you turn over to Revelations 19 and you see a man on a white horse riding with a group of people into the millennium. And he's got one thing that that white horse in Revelation 6, that white horse rider didn't have: the Word of God.
Glory.
Printed right here. You and I are the manifestation of that Word of God because we're right behind him. Oh, Brother Wade, I can't ride a horse. You will then. Don't be scared, little bride. It's all been figured out for you. If you'll just quit figuring it out for yourself. Amen? 2 Thessalonians. Let's read. Everybody with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got to go back to Revelation 6. Sorry. Go get it, Brother Anderson. You good? And I saw the Lamb open one of the seals, and I heard it were the noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts says, come and see. Now, we know who the four beasts were. In Ezekiel, it tells us it's the lion, the ox, the man, and the eagle, which is what? The Holy Ghost, the characteristics of the Holy Ghost, right? The boldness of the lion. The some of y'all coming to church and can't keep your eyes open. That's the ox trying to get do its work. The shrewdness of a man. It's not, you know what? That right there, knowledge is not knowledge of Satan. And that's not knowledge to do algebra. That's knowledge to know whether what I'm telling you is the truth or not. That's Holy Ghost knowledge. And then the lion, ox, man, and the eagle. Now, what is the eagle anointing, which is what we're living under now? An eagle goes higher and further. Amen. All right, you ready? And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering. And a crown was given. Something had to be given to him. And he went forth conquering into conquering. Now, watch. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse. Now, look. Another horse, but not another rider.
Right.
Many commentators, when you look at the four horse riders of the book of Revelations, how many of you have seen that picture? Yep. It's four different people sitting on four different horses.
Right.
That wasn't true. Brother Brown said he got off of this power, or this horse, right, climbed up on another horse, same person.
Right.
Thank God for that. There went another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. What? A sword is a word. So that red age, or that red Columba right here, where 68 million people were killed, Christians were killed, why? Because of what they believed. They wasn't killed because they didn't look good, they weren't part of no. They didn't believe what the Catholic Church has instituted in the beginning of denominations. Amen? When he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld a little black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. Now remember that. We know that's the Catholic Church and all the different ones paying novenas, a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny. See thou not hurt the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the fourth seal, let's get to it real quick, and then we'll read the rest of this, 2 Thessalonians. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. Remember, he was Death to begin with.
Right.
He just didn't have a name yet.
Right.
But see, when we had a prophet of God come and expose Satan by the false doctrine that men have put in the Bible, because the Bible's not false, but what man has put in the Bible to say that this is true and this is false, it exposed Satan.
Amen.
It showed us where he was at and what he was doing.
Right.
Amen? And it wasn't that Brother Branham had to get a revelation that he was out there in the bar. He got a revelation he was sitting, that he was in that church. And he was religious. And I looked and beheld a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword. Now, not sword. They killed with the word. And with hunger, what? Starving the people from listening to the word of God. Right. And with death, what? Spiritual death is way worse than natural death. And with the beasts of the earth, which would be all the other, that's what we have to put up with. Amen? So now let's read 2 Thessalonians. I know part of it's here, but some of you that have this, let's go to the last one and read the whole verse from 1 through 12. And go to the... Go past that one, Brother Anderson, and go to the one I gave you in the back here, because it's got more scripture. We're reading from 1 to 12. Verse 1 to verse 12. There we go. Now look that word up, beseech. Now I beseech thee, brethren. This is Paul. Paul says, I beseech thee, brethren. Listen to what I'm saying. Actually, beseech means to beg. I'm begging you to listen to what I'm saying. Paul says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. Everybody believe Paul was a prophet, right? Okay. That ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us as that day of Christ is at hand. Now, not a 24-hour day. Now, watch. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first.
Right.
And we see that happening now.
Right.
And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. But where is he? Who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God.
Right.
Or that is worshipped. So that he as God sitteth in the what? Temple of God. Showing himself that he is God. Oh my. Back in Ezekiel it talks about King of Tyrus. Oh King of Tyrus, you're a great guy. You've walked up and down in Eden. You've done all these great things. But you come down to right here. You got a man. That might have been a baby form, but you got a man standing here. Because remember, when this first seal breaks in its natural form, we're not here. The man of sin is going to have to, what? The mystery of iniquity has got to be made known to us. But what it does, it makes the mystery of iniquity, what's iniquity? Knowing to do better and don't do it. Or doing something you know you shouldn't do, because the Bible tells you, you look, read it right there in the Bible, and you say, well, I don't believe I can do that. That's the mystery of iniquity. Iniquity is being told. Now, that's not being ignorant. Ignorant is you just don't know. You've never been taught. Big difference in that and iniquity. So that's why I believe the first seal was the most important seal. Because if it wasn't open to that, if he would have stepped up in that pulpit and preached that the white horse rider was Christ riding on a white horse, he would have exalted Satan to that position right there. But God wouldn't let it happen. Thank God he takes care of his word. He wouldn't let it happen. He said, no. He said, that thing riding out there, he said, that's the devil. And you better watch him because he was right here at one time.
Right.
Who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. So he as God sitteth in the temple of God showing himself that he is God.
Right.
Not like him. Is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you I told you these things? And now ye know what withholded that he be revealed in his time. You know what was withholding? Me and you. Paul was down here in the first church age. He knew there was more people to come all up through here. Right? And the mystery of iniquity would not be revealed down here. It'd be revealed here because why? It's the faithful and true witness. The beginning of the creation of God. And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. 2,000 years it's had to perfect itself. Only he who now letteth will let. We know who that is, God. Until he, the bride, be taken out of the way. So the mystery of iniquity, Satan is not going to incarnate the Pope or whoever you want to think it is until we get out of here. Then he's going to say, I'm not like God. He's going to say, God's here. Wow. And the whole world, except even a little remnant of the five foolish virgins are going to take it and swallow it up and say, we finally found the great man. Whole world, but there's 144,000 going to look at him. And there's two witnesses that's going to preach to him. And 144,000 is going to believe who he really is. That's Satan incarnate. But the whole world is going to say, see, look, what does the whole world need right now? What does the whole world need right now? They need a Savior. They need somebody to step on the scene and say, I got the answer. I'll fix your economy. I'll make sure everybody gets the vaccine. I'll make sure this. I'll make sure that. Why have we not heard from the Catholic Church for a while, from the Pope? He's working. Don't worry. He's working. Because he's going to have to do some things before he's revealed to the world. But we know. And like I said before, it's not the one person. It's Satan. It's the devil doing these things. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let what? God's going to let it happen until he, the bride, be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. What? Not in the world, in me and you. Right here, this temple. I don't want that thing sitting in my temple. Showing himself that he is God. Listen, if you don't worship the Lord Jesus Christ, you are worshiping Satan. Remember, there's only two. I worshiped the devil all them years. Didn't you? But now what's moved from then till now? Now he's moved into the church and said, hey, everything's okay. You feel, when Brother Luis sang that song, you went, whoo. Oh, Lord, I know you hear that. That chill went up my spine.
Right.
And I'll promise you one thing. The devil don't sleep in church. He might make you, but he don't sleep in church. He's got his eyes and his ears trained on me and you. And he's waiting on us to slip up. Listen, we cannot fail. Somebody's got to expose the devil and show him that we are God incarnate as he wants to incarnate a man. God himself has incarnated his bride. But we got to look at this, folks, and see the separation. We've got to see that you have a lamb inside of you, and there goes all those things, all those ideas, all those different things, all those different doctrines that you used to have. They got to go away from you. You can't live with them. God won't dwell in an unclean vessel. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, what? The word, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. It wouldn't surprise me a bit if the Pope walks in and says, we've had 5,000 people healed from this virus and prove it. What are we going to do about it? The whole world's going to be deceived by it and they're going to go, Okay, we found the man. You understand what I mean? He's not going to be some mean something that's going to come in. Bible said he come in with what? Flattery. Comes in with flattery. He comes in real easy, real deceptive. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because what? It wasn't that they didn't receive the truth. They didn't receive the knowledge of the truth. Or the love of the truth. Because they received not the love of the truth. What is love? The Holy Ghost. Charity. That they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion. You say God's going to purposely blind these people? No. He's going to give them a choice. And once they make their choice, He's going to give them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Wow. Wow. But when God come to the end time, musicians come. When God come to the end time, He said, I've saved the best for last because it's going to be the worst. I'm going to send them the truth. And you're either going to turn it down or you're going to accept it. You got to make that choice. If you see something in the Word of God and it looks kind of strange to you, search out the rest of the Word of God. Amen. Search it all out. Search it out where you don't go, well, my church says, I don't really care what your church says. Right. I don't really care what this church says.
Right.
It's what the Word says. Amen. It's what the truth said. What did it say? It said, well, let's read it. I'll read it for you. Hold on just a minute. I got it right here. Don't pull it up. I got it right here. Luis hadn't even got a song yet, so I'll get it right here.
Yes.
Okay. He that hath an ear, every church age ends with this. It has the different things that go through, but it ends every one of them right here. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, not the letter, not the church, what the Spirit saith to the churches. And if you're prophet, Paul, Irenaeus, Martin, different ones, all the ones, if they preach the truth, then they're preaching Christ. And they're bringing you out of something. Revelation 19 says, come out of her. You got that? Come out of her, my people. What is her? A church.
Yes.
Come out of her, my people. Now let's get the her out of us.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
It's okay to switch doors, switch churches. But it's like Daddy said, he said, don't bring that church with you in here. All you're doing is changing a different place. You hang your hat and your coat. God will give, He'll change you. Revolution. The world can give you anything in the world. The world can give you whatever the world can give you, but He can't give you, they can't give you eternal life. They cannot give you the truth. They can talk about the truth. They can talk about this. They can talk about that. But this is the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And today I preach Christ to you. Not a, well, we believe in a, we believe God sent a messenger. Didn't God send Paul? Didn't God send Peter? Didn't God send all those 12 apostles out into the world to do what? Preach the gospel. Why can't we believe that? God uses man. He used one today, I hope, and pray. Amen? I'm praying that God will use you and me. There's no big eyes and no little ears. There's no big ones among us. I like what Brother Claude says. He said, we're just a servant. A preacher can only preach what the congregation wants him to preach. How many times have you come out here and you go this little pathway and somebody downstairs will say, I sure enjoyed that part. At least they heard a part. But I enjoyed that part because that was something I've been dealing with. Brother Luis the other day sent me a text. He enjoyed the service. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Because there were some things that you had, that you were dealing with, that you had questions about, right? And they were answered, right? Well, there's a witness right there. Hey, what? But you say, oh, Brother Wade did it. And I'll forget that. Don't put a name in. That was the truth. Talking to somebody that needed the truth. That's the way it's supposed to work. Let's stand to our feet. And if you need something today, that's the way it's supposed to work. Believe God. Believe the truth. Stop believing a lie. Satan's a liar.
Yes.
Thank you, Kaylee. Zoe. Backwards. Kaylee. Zoe. Thank you. They're twins. Whatever. But thank you for singing that song. Really meant a lot to all of us.
Amen.
Fear is a liar.
It is.
There is no error in God.
Glory.
There is no fear in God.
Right.
How many times in the Bible has he showed up anywhere and said, fear not. Fear not. So when you get in the darkest of your hour, just listen. Just listen to something say, fear not. For I am with you. My rod and my staff, they comfort you. I'm going to set you in the table. I'm going to set a table in front of your enemies. Who was that preaching on that one time? Said he said, that's the worst thing you can do is beat your enemy in a battle and sit down and eat in front of them.
Right.
But that's what God said he was going to do. He said, I'm prepare a table before your enemies.
Yeah.
So you can sit there and eat your muttons and all that and he can just drive away because the devil, I hate that guy. I do. You don't hate the devil?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we feel sorry for him, but he's caused all this. Let's sing a song. God bless you. If you have a need, believe in your heart. Just say, fear not. Let's sing.
Verse 26.
On the top of Mount Zion is a city.
And the earth will ring
glory
in the
day.
I shall look
on upon beauty in the morning when I reach that. Oh, that city on Mount Zion, though a pilgrim, yet I love thee still. I'll not leave thee.
We don't have to leave home.
Ages,
we'll be home.
When I reach that city on the hill, I'm invited to come home to that city. For the word says, whosoever
will,
and I'll find there a mansion for me waiting.
You got that mansion already,
when
Bill.
When I reach that city on the hill, oh, that city on Mount Zion, though a pilgrim, yet I love thee still. I'll not leave thee through the ages. That city on the hill, death will never molest me in that city. Never leave me lying cold and chill. And I'll enter to live up there forever.
And we pray now, Lord, that this thing will go away and it'll never come back for our brother, Lord. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, that city
on Mount Zion.
Oh, well, a pilgrim, yet I love him still.
You love him?
I'll not leave him through the ages when I reach that city on the hill.
Amen.
So I'll stay here until my Savior calls me.
trying daily to perform His will.
He's gonna come right here and get us.
Then He'll say unto me, well done up yonder. When I reach that city on the hill, oh, that city on Mount Zion.
It's real, people. It's not
yet I love
a fairy tale.
Still,
this is not some
I'll
Disney
not
movie.
This
is reality.
The
and the devil will be nowhere
when I reach
to
that
be found.
City on the
You'll
hill.
Never have to worry about that guy anymore.
Oh, that city.
But we
oh,
get a
Mount
little bit
Zion,
of that now.
Though a pilgrim, yet I love thee still. I'll not leave it through the ages. When I reach that city on the hill.
You know, we just left a great big lodge.
All the family got together, natural. Had a little Christmas time. It was beautiful. We enjoyed it.
Yep.
Pretty place to be. We enjoyed our fellowship and our friendship. But this morning, we had to go in separate ways. Our family had to disperse and go do different things. And it kind of hurts. You know, yesterday I watched Mom and Dad sit there and just big smile on their face. Because all their kids were there. All the grandkids. All the great-grandkids. They were all there. You could have given them $1 million to miss it, and they wouldn't have took it.
Exactly.
They wouldn't have took it because they had their family with them.
Amen.
But we knew this morning, though, in the back of them. I stayed up last night for about 2 hours, couldn't sleep because of that had to come to an end. And we got to go do stuff.
Yeah.
But not in that city.
Right.
We don't have to one day, Brother Darrell, go, well, I'll see you now. No. We got about 10 more million years to talk.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's not really 10 million years. There's no year time. It's just we're there. And we can spend a billion whatevers, eternity.
But see, we had to leave. But we don't have to leave that city. We don't go to that home and go, no, we got to disperse and we got to go do this and we got to go do that. No, we'll be right there.
Right.
And you know what? God looks at us the same way.
Right.
He sits there and he goes, man, I got all my kids here.
Right.
I got everybody right here around me. Just like I wanted before the foundation of the world.
Right.
It's a reality now. I got all my kids together and I'll have them for an eternity and they'll never depart. They're never going away. Boy, what a smile. You say God smiles? Yes, God smiles. God's got humor. God's got laughter. He's a little bit angry every once in a while. You understand? He's a human being. We were fashioned after Him. He's just a perfect one and we're heading in that direction.
Amen.
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 You love the Lord?
Amen.
We'll not depart. And even now we have to go separate ways. Don't know if we'll see each other again. Never know what's going to happen. But we went with them, Brother Darty. You might go missing for a billion years, but it's because you went over and talked to somebody else for a little while, not this for a little while. But if I need to talk to you, I think the Bible says you travel like a thought.
Right.
We can just travel like a thought. If I need to talk to you about something, just I'm here.
Right.
Wow. Boy, you could do away with Google and all them other people, couldn't you?
Right.
But God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Remember Wednesday night, and before we dismiss, remember, if you want to sing, practice up here immediately after the service. Practice all you'd like to. I've got to run. Today is a full day for me. Just pray for me because at 2 o'clock I helped a little boy. No boy, he's 18 years old. Get his Eagle badge. He did it on religion. And I helped him. He filled out all his forms and he sat down. And anyway, I approved it and critiqued it. And now he's getting his Eagle badge. So I got to go back to Clarksville, do that. Then we got our postal Christmas thing is at 4 o'clock. So you pray for me. We can go back and forth and back and forth. Back and forth and back and forth. But before we leave, remember that. The reason I'm saying that because I may have to disappear. Practice your songs. Get your testimonies ready.
Right.
It's only 2 weeks away.
Right.
All right?
Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll see each other Wednesday night, though. But listen, June just said that Brother Gary Lungor sent her a message that they did take Brother Homer by ambulance. Boy, that just, see that? That puts the fear. Ambulance. Forget it. That's just a vehicle to get him somewhere. They took him to the hospital so that, and I was thinking yesterday, you think about this old body, and God's got doctors. There are some good ones out there, folks. To what? Help your body line back up. But we know who the healer is. We know bottom line. Not one doctor can make you better. Trust in God. But let's pray for Brother Homer. He's been a, man, he's been a, for years he's been just a, traveling and preaching and bringing a lot of people to the Lord. And got his little faithful group over there in Ohatchee, Alabama. So let's go to prayer for Brother Homer, and then we'll be dismissed. And like I said before, if you need to practice, come up here and practice, okay? Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we've come asking. You told us to come boldly to the throne, Lord. So we come boldly with the Word of God that says, by your stripes, Homer Lungor is healed. Lord, it doesn't matter if he's in the hospital, hooked up to whatever. That's just man doing what man can do. But Lord, we pray that you would touch him now, Lord. Relieve that pneumonia in his lungs, Father. And Lord, bring him out of this and let it not be any related to this virus or whatever. Lord, just take care of him. Lord, he stood for you. As the prophet told about Danny Henry, he said, he stood for me on earth. I'm going to stand for him in heaven. Well, Lord, we pray that you stand for him for the healing, Lord, atonement that's already purchased at Calvary. And I pray that you just be with each one as we go our separate ways on the highways. Lord, the hustle and bustle of this season, Lord, we pray that you would keep each one of us safe. Give us a good time in you, and remember, Christmas Day should be every day. We should unwrap a gift every day that you give us, Lord. By the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord, you said you give us gifts. And I pray that we open those every year, every day, 365 days a year, Lord. And as Brother Collie said, Lord, you're not over the sea. You're not away from us. You're right there with us through this whole journey. We pray that you'd be with each one, touch the ones, like I said, on the highways, on the way home. Be with us, Lord, Wednesday night. Strengthen our pastor, Lord, and bless him. Take care of him. Be with each one, Lord, that has to do with services. We pray that you'd be with all them, Lord. Be with the ones that are on the internet. Father, we just pray that we'll come together as one in you, Father. We ask your blessings on these things. And what we've said today, Lord, may they sink into our hearts and know what is truth? For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. On the top of Mount